tuition, enrichment centers more prepared to move lessons online. Some parents pull the plug on these classes. Singapore, this time last year when COVID-19 was at its peak, Ms. Nicolette Ng, the co-founder of Right Edge Learning Center, was scrambling to move classes online. But this year she was more prepared. Her team had spent the weekend putting together and delivering 6 weeks' worth of worksheets to the homes of over 1,000 students enrolled in the center, which conducts English and writing lessons. While online lessons are really convenient and they provide us with that accessibility to learn from home, I think it is important that students still get hard copy worksheets to write things down. It helps their brain process the information actively and encourages the recall of important information, Ms. Ng said on Monday, May 17. The Ministry of Education, MOE, announced on Sunday evening that all center-based tuition and enrichment classes should move activities online to reduce the intermingling of students from different schools. But the ministry later amended the press release on its website to say the move is mandatory. This comes after a spate of COVID-19 cases linked to tuition centers in recent days. In fact, this prompted Mr. Lin Wei-Yi, co-founder of Tuition Center Study Room, to move all classes online last Friday, even before the government announced tighter measures. A majority of the parents were supportive, they understood the severity of the situation, he said, adding that he has not seen parents pulling their children out of classes so far. Especially with young children, we cannot let the child do things on his own. So we try to increase support for parents or guardians and include them in their children's learning. Harder for hands-on classes. While those teaching academic subjects have found it less challenging than last year, those dealing with more hands-on activities such as music, drama and dance said conducting classes online remain a challenge. While parents today spoke to welcome the shift to online, some are concerned about whether it is worth paying for enrichment classes, especially those that require physical guidance.